Sometimes devotees ask, you know, how can we make mature decisions? So actually, one very powerful way to make mature decisions is to make our intelligence the counselor of our mind. What do I mean, make the intelligence the counselor of our mind? That means that we let whatever are our concerns, whatever are our fears, we just write everything down. That means we are letting the mind have its say. As long as the thoughts are inside the mind, hey, no, this is a problem, that is a problem, what about this, what about that? And the mind will keep distracting and disempowering us. But just, okay, suppose, you know, a child is very naughty and child wants attention. Mother is not able to give attention. The mother says, okay, now tell me what you want. I'll give you attention. So at some time, just sit down and give the mind quality time. What does it mean, give the mind quality time? Okay, what are your concerns? What are your fears? What are your problems? Just speak it out. Hey, you know, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if that happens? Just write everything down. Once you have written everything down, then the mind will become a little deflated. Okay, now what else do you have to say? No, I don't have to say. Come, come. Then that constant agitation that is there, as I said, the thoughts that are inside us, they congest us. They just keep going round and round and round, and we go nowhere. But you get all of them out. Let the mind have its say. And then, now this, especially if there are a major decision, like which ashram to go to or something like that, that decision you have to take, then do that. And after that, next day, maybe do some praying, do some reading of scripture, get yourself in the mode of goodness, and then go and read everything that you have written. What are we doing now? First, we let our mind have its say. Now we are letting the intelligence have its say. Okay, this fear, okay, it's a valid fear. What will happen if I fall sick? What if this happens? What if that happens? So whatever are the fears, address those fears. Okay, if this happens, 1, 2, 3, I can do this. If this happens, I can do this. Oh, this, you know, I'm just imagining too much. It's not likely to happen. This, I'll have to think, you know, in this situation, what do I do? So basically, address all the points one by one. And then after you have done that, then this combination of what the mind has said and what the intelligence has said, this comprises a picture of our inner world. A snapshot of our inner world. Snapshot of the way we think. And then keep it. Keep it in a journal, keep it in a phone note. And the mind again starts nagging, oh, what about this, what about that? Then tell the mind, we will have a time to discuss, not now. So you may decide, this is an important decision in my life. So maybe every week, half an hour, 1 hour, I will seriously contemplate this. And that is the time to contemplate this. See, serious decisions in life can't be made when we are in the mode of passion or ignorance. And we are running around, doing this, what about this problem? You just feel burdened by it. And if you're in the mode of ignorance, we'll just think of this, and nothing will result by it. But okay, if some new thought has come up, just note it down in some scratch pad, in some a page somewhere, and decide my thinking time is at that time, maybe in the weekend or sometime when we have time. And every week, maybe half an hour, 1 hour, like that. We look at that and maybe say, okay, this point I didn't think, I heard this class, this is also one point, I didn't think about this. At this point, this is a new point, I'll add this over here. And then if we do it for 3 months or 6 months, depending on how much time we have and how important the decision is. And then, after 6 months, you look, okay, 3 months ago, this was my thought process. Now 6 months later, this is my thought process. So if the thought process remains the same, then that means that this is not just some fleeting idea that I have got, it's just feeling arise out of frustration, but this is some deep inspiration I have. And this way, when we take a decision, then we'll follow it up with conviction. Then the problem with the mind is that it will always make us second guess our decisions. Second guess means, even after we do something, hey, maybe that was not the right thing to do, maybe we should have done that. Maybe you should have done that. And that way, if we let the mind second guess our decisions, it will simply paralyze us. So, if we have gone through this whole process of understanding ourselves better in the light of scripture, then we will arrive at a mature understanding of what is, what inspires us and what we are meant to do. Based on this, when we take a decision, we'll follow up that decision with conviction. And life never comes with a guarantee of right decisions. Sometimes even going through all this process also, the decision may not turn out to be right. But if it turns out to be wrong, we won't simply beat ourselves. No, what a foolish person, why did I take that decision? No, I had done my thought process and based on that I had taken the decision. But this new issue has come up. And therefore, in the light of this, the decision doesn't seem to be sound. No. Then we will also do a mature course correction. Not just a frustration, oh, I always keep making a mess of my life. No. This was the reason based on which I made this decision. Now my life has come to a new turn, now I'll make this decision. So that way, if we cannot always be in the mode of goodness, but we can ensure that our decision making happens when we are in goodness. You get the difference? During the course of our life, we will be in passion sometimes, we'll be in ignorance sometimes, but we can ensure that our decision making happens when we are in goodness. And when we do it this way, then the modes will come, they will go, they'll make us a little shake, but we'll again come back on the track. And with this is, we are using our intelligence to serve Krishna, we are using our mind to express our concerns, and then we are bringing the two in a dialogue, and then we get the inner conviction. Then even if you have to consult someone after that, we have done our homework, then we can actually consult others more effectively. Otherwise, just some random worry, hey, this problem, this problem, this problem. No, our guides will also not be able to address us. So when we get to solid points of concern, we can also they can also be addressed properly. So by this, what are we trying to do? Okay, Krishna, we are trying to get the disposition to serve Krishna. Krishna, I am your servant and I want to serve you. Please guide me how I can serve. I use my intelligence in your service to understand how best I can serve. And when we do this, cultivate the disposition to serve Krishna, not just by this decision making process, but also by doing our sadhana bhakti nicely, by doing our seva as well as I can, then Krishna will reveal what is the best position we can serve him in. So we focus on getting the disposition, not on the position. With the disposition, even if you are in the wrong position, we'll understand it is wrong and we'll move to the right position. And if we are in the right position, we will be able to make the best use of that right position, because our mind will not be second guessing us and sabotaging us. So we focus on the decision making process, and whatever decision comes, that will be followed up with conviction. And if that needs to be corrected, we'll correct it. But don't worry too much about what position I should serve Krishna in. Focus on getting the disposition to serve Krishna in. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna will reveal the position in which you can best serve him.